Welcome to our Gettysburg DAR podcast, Why We Love DAR. Today, we're welcoming PSS DAR Organizing Secretary Susan Gillette Meir, who will be hosting a webinar for our chapter later this month. Welcome, Susan.
Thanks, Edie. I'm glad to be here.
Yay, we're so glad you're here taking time with all your webinars and other things you do for this state, as well as your job and your family. And so thank you for being with us. And we actually know each other from being involved with CAR, the Children of the American Revolution, and we'll be talking about that later. But for now, I'd love to know how you got your start in DAR.
Well, I have been a member for 20 years, and it has been truly enjoyable. I tend to dive into things whenever I begin, and so I was not involved at the national level or state level when I first began. For the first year and a half, 2 years, I was pretty much at my chapter level. And I did a lot of things there that helped my chapter out with our chapter benefits or attended meeting and such. But, I really never thought I was going to do anything with DAR. I joined just to honor my grandmother. That was it.
Aww.
My grandmother joined in 1943. She was a state officer. And in one of my conversations with her, she was this frail older woman in her late 80s. She mentioned that she was in this organization, Daughters of the American Revolution. Well, I thought my grandmother was very special. I'm a Christian woman. She was a Christian woman. I really respected her in so many ways. And I kind of wanted to walk in her footsteps. And so I thought, I'll join too. She wasn't even active. I mean, she was at this point, in the last few years of her life, she was not active in DAR. So I joined through the same Patriot that she joined through her maiden name. And what was interesting is I showed up to a couple meetings and I was so pleasantly surprised.
Oh.
I heard the ladies talking about helping the schools and the education pillar of DAR. And I said, you do what? I just was so surprised, and I'm a school teacher.
Right.
So that instantly drew me in. And then they were talking about helping veterans. You do what? I'd say, oh, you're helping veterans. Wow, this is great. And then they were talking about some kind of historic preservation through a children's essay contest and a few other things. And now I'm in Pittsburgh. So the Fort Pitt Blockhouse, they were talking about that. I said, oh, you do what? Historic preservation? I was so taken aback at this organization that I honestly thought was a group of old women who drank tea and ladies who lunched. And I was so pleasantly surprised. And I wanted to learn more. I wanted to know more. I wanted to know how I could become a better citizen. And DAR over the last 20 years has given me that chance to do that. It's been incredible. So my first impression of DAR, I'm going to tell you, was not what I thought it was going to be.
Okay.
And I tell everyone that. So does that answer your question, how I got my start in DAR, I guess?
That's really great. And I love how you said, right away you noticed the education mission.
Mm-hmm.
Because that, anything that can help our teachers is so wonderful.
Yeah.
And what do you teach?
See, and this is why I want to tell you that I had no interest in DAR in the beginning, is because I teach organic chemistry.
Oh, cool.
Now, I think it's wonderful, but it's as far from history as you get. For me, history was a bunch of facts and memorization, and it was not anything that was pleasurable in school.
Right.
But being in the DAR over the last 20 years, I've started to see the emotional side of history and how people fought for what they believed in and were willing to, some sacrifice their livelihoods and families and everything to, support American independence. And I have a new look on it, that, if that makes sense. It's just not facts anymore. It's really interesting. And it's even more interesting because it's my history.
Right. I see.
My history.
I was just going to ask you about your Patriot. Did that bring you closer to finding out about your own family roots?
Well, I always tell people, our ancestors don't define who we are today.
Right.
They don't. I mean, it's interesting when you find the You know, the person that was a signer of the Declaration of Independence, which I don't have, but, you know, people find that in their ancestry, or they find out they're related to a president. You know, it is interesting to look at, but I get to make my own choices today. I
Sure.
get to be the person to decide if I'm a good citizen, if I'm someone that's going to treat others with kindness. And so I have many patriots of the Revolutionary War, but I don't know. It's I love looking at it. I love the genealogy. I love preserving that history, but I like making my own mark.
Right. That makes total sense. And it's also exciting what you said about being a good citizen yourself. When our chapter in Gettysburg got involved with honoring new citizens and welcoming them with yard flags and constitutions, mini
Oh, that's
constitutions.
wonderful.
Isn't that fun? And you get to know what they have to learn, what tests they have to take, you know, background checks, and how willing they are to go through that long process and pledge to the country. It makes you a better citizen because you learn all that and you think, what can I do as an individual to help? And so I love how you're saying that, to make your own mark. And
right.
That's great.
Yeah.
What drew you to make the DAR webinars that you featured?
So it was at the request of another chapter regent. She wanted Ann Peckham, who is the regent of the Jephthah Abbott chapter. She said to me, hey, I want a program on something to get our ladies stirred up and excited. Well, me being state organizing secretary, that was kind of, you know, part of my job is to help revitalize chapters, to help chapters get excited about membership. And she mentioned that she wanted a program for her members. And we kind of bantered back and forth and came up with this idea of, how about something on the committees? I said, great. All right. So it seemed to work out. And I realized that it was actually a program that offered everybody, from the brand new member to the member of 20 years, interesting information about the committees and how to get more involved. And that's my specialty, is along the lines of getting people excited about DAR.
Right.
You know, I'm excited about it. So I kind of say, you know, let me tell you why I'm excited. And it seems to be contagious. So I, you know, you know what I'm saying. When you talk to somebody about a subject that they're so excited about, it's hard not to get excited with them. So, I mean, to be honest, Edie, I feel good when I do DAR.
Yeah.
You know, I feel accomplished. I feel like I can make a difference in the world. Somebody smiles because, you know, I help them. You know, I can remember going with my chapter. I'm kind of digressing here, but
that's
I can
fun.
Remember going with my chapter to the Veterans Hospital here in Pittsburgh. And it was the first time we ever did a veterans project. And this was 15 years ago. And I was regent. I said, we're going to do a veterans project. So we took 300 goodie bags to the Veterans Hospital and handed them out one by one. You know, we all split up and handed them out. And I can remember shaking this man's hand, and I went to shake his hand with my right hand. He didn't have a right hand.
Right.
So he stuck out his left hand, and I awkwardly shook his left hand.
Yeah.
I realized he didn't have vision in one eye. And I said, I looked him in the face. I said, thank you for your service.
And he goes, and you really meant it.
And I did. And he said, I would do it all over again if asked.
Wow.
And I held it together and then left the room and just like almost bawled, because I realized, wow, this guy is thankful that I'm coming in here, and he's done so much more for me. Like, it was just a realization that I could say thank you to someone for what they've done.
Right.
And you know, you feel good when you do good stuff. And it really spurred me to say, you know what, I want others to be able to do those good things as well. And
that's great.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't think I'm quite explaining this right, but really DAR is a great chance to be excited and get other people to be excited about it. And they can explore options for how to, you know, positively impact their communities.
And the wonderful thing that you're mentioning there, I think, is the human to human contact that we have with each other and we have with people in the community. And in a way, we can really stand up and do so much because we're non-sectarian, we're non-political, and we can just do good with these three missions of education, historic preservation, and patriotism. I'm astounded when I see the Service to America tally of what people in my own chapter have done in their communities. It's just amazing. It must hold the world together, all these volunteer hours.
It is. And then, you know, to recap that Service to America, I mean, our mission as DAR members is to serve and to do things in our community. We don't care what you do. We don't care if you serve in your church or synagogue. We don't care if you are reading to, you know, your grandchildren. We don't care if you are knitting to donate in baby blankets for, you know, preemies at a hospital. Whatever your talents are, we want you to serve. Whatever you can do, we want you to get out there and do it because it makes our communities stronger. And
right.
That's really what we want. And so that Service to America tally, you know, we ask all of our members to log their hours. They don't all do that. I know they don't because
right.
I know people that are out there serving and they don't record them. But I'm astounded because, you know, there's a chapter in Pennsylvania that in 2021, their chapter members did over 3,000 hours of community service.
Wow, that's great.
I can't remember which chapter it is, but I just recently looked all that up because, you know, the chapter members that are doing things, those are chapters that are thriving.
Right.
Not just surviving, but thriving. And that's what we want to do. We don't want to just be ladies who lunch.
Right.
Well, I mean, I enjoy the lunches.
Right.
I enjoy the lunches. I enjoy the frills and getting to wear, you know, the nice gowns in the evening sometimes. But honestly, like, let me take my white gloves off and let me get my work boots on because,
right.
that, you know, that's what I want to do. But it's a little bit of everything that makes it special.
I can see it's hard to encapsulate what gets you excited about DAR.
Yeah.
I love what you said about individual talents coming to the fore.
Mm-hmm.
That you must focus on in your webinars. I know for myself, I wouldn't have found my organizational skills or human-to-human skills that I've developed in the past 3 years of being a regent. You know, that's so satisfying to each member who takes on a task. And we're very supportive of each other, I think.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if something goes awry in one of those tasks, we've been there, you know. We can help each other and get through it. Speaking of getting through it, this last year and a half with COVID restrictions have been a challenge for DAR. And I wonder how you at the state level, at PSSDAR, handled the conferences, you know, the state conference and the changes you had to make.
Well, you know what? What's interesting is that a lot of people that have been working via Zoom or virtually for the past year and a half, we'll understand that there's a lot of frustration with all the things that have been happening and the lack of in-person one-on-one or group get-togethers. But there's a lot of good things that has come out of it as well. For example, Beth Watkins, our state regent for this term, we never had this before. She has instrumented monthly staff meetings. We get together
Great.
Via Zoom as a group of officers and discuss things. And I don't think, even though the technology has been there to do that, I don't think that would have been done had the push for, oh, we can't get together. We're going to have to find a way to get together. And, you know, and so now I think that going forward, anyone who's state regent, I would hope that they would continue using the technology that we have to keep our state board of management together, to keep them informed, keep them motivated. I get more motivated when I meet with my fellow state officers.
Sure, that makes sense.
So that's one thing that has come out of the pandemic. What were you going to say, Edie?
I was just going to marvel that you're in Pittsburgh and I'm in Gettysburg. It's a very wide state, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. And it's a snowy evening, and I would never have come over there.
That's right. So we're able to record this on Zoom and see each other face to face, which is really fun.
Yeah.
So I appreciate your time and our technology here. It's great.
Yeah, and for those of you listening, I'm wearing a DAR shirt.
Oh, yes. It looks great. And you know, you and I met each other when we were both in CAR, Children of the American Revolution. Do you still participate in that or?
Well, so what's interesting is my children still participate, but they are no longer at the elementary, middle, or high school level. Both my children are in college, and my son's a national officer, and my daughter is currently a national chairman, ending her last year in CAR. And they are very, very active in CAR, but I'm not so much because at the local level, they don't participate as much anymore because they're in college. And so
Right.
it's really, if you volunteer, you typically volunteer more at the local level. But you know, we had a very active, we still do, had a very active society here in Pittsburgh with quite a few members in the Parkinson's Fairy Society. And it, you know, that is where we met, is Gettysburg. And I've been to your town and had your potluck meals. I can't remember what you fixed, but it was very delicious.
Oh yeah, probably at Sally's house.
Yes, it's Sally's house. You were in there cooking everything, so
It's really fun, and I think a lot of women in DAR started or got to know the organization through CAR and helping their
Yeah, now, do
kids.
you still participate in CAR?
Well, no, my youngest just is a sophomore in college,
Yeah,
so
see?
and they're
That's what
so
I'm talking
busy.
about.
Yeah. But it's a great organization. I'm glad that we got to know each other. And now I'm going to ask you a hard question. What has been your top DAR experience in those 20 years?
You know, I knew you were going to ask that. I can't give you one, I can't give you one experience, but I can say the transformational experience overall of being more aware of our communities, being more aware of what it means to be a better citizen. Like I said, I was an organic chemistry teacher. I didn't like history. It wasn't even, you know, it wasn't anything remotely interesting to me. And being a good citizen was pretty much limited to vacation Bible school, you know, at church. That was it. And DAR has offered so much more. It's offered not only a chance to do community service, but friendships. Friendships have been wonderful. I have to laugh because I just did an application for a girl to join DAR. She just turned 18, and her mother's mother was one of my best friends in my chapter.
Oh no, that's great.
Yeah, and she was twice my age when we were best friends. She's now deceased, but in the letter that the woman wrote to me saying thank you for doing my daughter's application, she says my mother would be so excited. It's friendships that you make. You know, I was such good friends with her mother, and so many people across the nation. And I was thinking the other day about state conference, how, you know, it's coming up in April. I hope those chapter members that are listening, that you step out of your comfort zone, that you decide that, you know, maybe it's time I go to state conference.
It's really fun.
It is so much fun. I would say for the most part, everybody's pretty darn happy to be there. And you know, it can be very empowering, women helping women, lifting them up. It's really quite nice. And I was thinking of people like, you know, like you and other people that I know, like, oh, hello, you know. But state conference is a great way to meet people, but it's the friends you meet through DAR. So you asked me what's my one standout experience. I can't tell you. I mean, I've been to 11 different states because of DAR. Meaning, you know, a friend of mine in Louisiana said, come speak to our state in Louisiana. I travel there.
Oh, that's fun.
You know, a friend of mine in Ohio, come speak in Ohio. Okay, great. I've traveled to Wyoming. I've traveled to Arizona. I've traveled to the weirdest places, you know, but places where dear friends have said, hey, come join us. And it's been a wonderful ride, 20 years so far. And I hope to do 20 more. I hope
That's
to do 20
great.
or more. I don't want to be too greedy. Let's just go for 20 more.
And thank you so much for taking the time to do the webinars and coming up with that idea because I know the whole state is benefiting from those.
Yeah, I mean, I really want to see our state continue to grow, continue to pursue excellence. I want to see our state members feel valued. And like I said before, you know, at whatever talents you have, we want you to put them to work in whatever way you want. If you are an introvert, we have something for you. If you have an extrovert, we have something for you. You know, there's something for everyone. Yeah, and so that's what the Finding Your Passion, a look at DAR committees, that presentation is about. Is I'm going to go through as many committees as I can and as many ways to serve as I can. And so that I hope everybody can walk away with three brand new ideas.
Oh, that's great. And how do chapters get in touch with you if they want to have a webinar?
You know what? I'd love for them to just contact me through the standardized email address that the state provides, and it gets forwarded to my personal email address. So it is stateorgsec@pssdar.org. And that stands for State Organizing Secretary. So stateorgsec@pssdar.org.
Great. And we'll put that in the description for this podcast so people can just click on it and come to you.
Great.
It was very easy for us to schedule that. I think we were at a regional meeting.
And I came up to you and said, hey, come on, pick a date.
Yeah. We're both so enthusiastic. I thought I came up to you, but you came up to me.
No, you came up to me. I don't know. Who knows? It was still a pleasure to see you.
Well, thank you for spending so much time with us today and sharing your passion for DAR. We will put those links in the description, so check those out so that you can find your passion. And join us again soon for another Why We Love DAR Gettysburg Chapter NSDAR podcast. Thank you, and bye, Susan.
Bye. Thank you. It was my pleasure.